it's interesting to see a group of pictures made over the course of the 1950s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and up to the present, because each portrait, in effect, has something of the art historical moment, the moment that certain styles were popular. So there are certain kind of Cezanne influences in the very earliest of the portraits, and an almost photographic realism in the most recent ones. And of course, it's entirely possible that future portraits might even be photographic portraits. Remember, most of these paintings are made before the kind of rise of photography being taken quite seriously by the art world.
And what is the ultimate aim of portraits like these?
Portraiture is obviously commemoration, but I think there's something special about commissioning a set of portraits. It talks about an investment in time on the part of the institution toward its leaders. It's interesting to think that the time that goes into the artist creating the work of art has a kind of equivalence in our sense of the value of the people portrayed. And the truth is that portraiture has been going on almost for time immemorial.
Do these portraits tell us anything about the UN?
You don't just see an American face or a European face, that in fact you're looking at leaders from the world. That's exciting, that's interesting, and it immediately tells us what this group is about. And certainly individual portraits tell us a good deal about the individuals and their personalities and their style of leadership. If, for instance, if you look at Kofi Annan's portrait, those powerful hands that are put up close to the picture plane, and the fact that he in fact is brought up so close to the picture plane, gives us a sense of a vivid, hands-on guy, someone who was comfortable, relaxed, his strength, and in a way, a kind of peaceful quality, because his hands at once look strong and relaxed. These seem to be the appropriate qualities for a Secretary General of the UN, and one, of course, that we admire.
Is there a particular portrait that interests you more than others?
I find the Perez de Cuellar portrait by the Swiss painter Hans Erny especially exciting. In some ways, it's the boldest, it's the most experimental of these portraits, in that he interweaves the figure and a very vivid portrait of the man himself, looking straight out at us with his hands on his knees. But at the same time, the artist has given us a kind of scrim of the world's peoples moving in toward the figure. And at the same time, these rather geometric, parabolic shapes that imply that, in fact, Perez de Cuellar was influential in affecting the lives and bringing a kind of rapprochement between these various figures you see around. I think this use of transparencies, so that some of the figures are transparent, some are opaque, some are semi-transparent, with the Secretary General himself seated in the center in more opaque form, is rather a beautiful juxtaposition.